Well, folks, we're having a little bit of technical problems here, but we're still having one of the great days here in Sonoma County. Greg Morton and I are chuckling, going, yeah, we can't see anything in the sunshine, and that's an interesting thing to be happening on March 1st. But if we're going to be talking in Sonoma County, we might as well talk about some Pinot Noir here at Rodney Strong.
Yeah, even a bad day in Sonoma County is a really great day, actually. Yeah, so yeah, Pinot Noir in the Russian River Valley and out here in Sonoma County, California, is one of these things that landed right. Everything's correct. It's the right varietal in the right place. I know Pinot came from Burgundy. It found a real home in the Russian River out here, and it's got a home, you know, up and down the West Coast. But way out here in the Russian River, the two wines we have on the table here, the Davis Bynum Russian River Pinot Noir and the Rodney Strong Russian River Pinot Noir, I mean, they show the exuberance that Pinot Noir can have from the Russian River, the body, the texture. I mean, if you imagine, well, imagine velvet. It's just the texture of velvet in your mouth. It's what Pinot Noir does. And, you know, the fruit comes across generally reddish. You can get some darker fruit tones.
Right.
The Rodney, I think, shows a little more the savory side of Pinot Noir, which is really lovely. It makes it pair really well with all kinds of dishes. And then the Davis Bynum Russian River Pinot Noir is slightly cooler vineyards that are blended in, and it leans a little more in the briary side. So, you know, it shows the different angles that Pinot Noir can take.
My take on what you just said is that we need both these bottles for our dinner here.
Absolutely. You know, you can order dishes that, I mean, Pinot has such versatility. You can pair in a lot of different ways. But yeah, I think for our dinner, yeah, we absolutely need both of these bottles just to keep things going.
Rodney Strong does do quite a few Pinots and really quite a few wines, but we're really getting into the heart of Sonoma County here. You folks have covered a lot of the regions, and you cover the Cabernets and the Malbecs we've talked about today and some great Sauvignon Blancs. But Pinot Noir really, I think, is the sister wine of this county.
It is the priciest grape in Sonoma County. Yeah, and that's for good reason.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some great food and wine here on Have Wine We'll Travel. And Greg, we've already called you in. You have the day off.
Thanks, Doc. Yeah, it's been a pleasure to be out here.